Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa and Beth, and we're joined right now by our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good. Good. How about you guys?
Doing good over here. Busy weekend.
A little
weekend.
Chilly.
A little chilly, yeah. What is the rest of the day and this week looking like, Paul?
Yeah, plenty of time to acclimate ourselves into the cold weather here for us. So it's going to continue on with this chilly onset into winter here as we head further through November. And still some more on and off light snow chances coming back into the picture here. It looks like we still could see some light accumulations here as we get into tomorrow night perhaps. As well. So still looking at some more clouds building in today, some peaks of sun around early on yet, otherwise highs at about 31, maybe a few flurries or a snow shower later on today, and then tonight, a few flurries or snow showers, light accumulations, anything just kind of more of a coating potential by morning Tuesday, 23, and then with the snow showers on Tuesday, still looking at some accumulation potential, maybe of a coating up to an inch by tomorrow night, 33 for the high. 26, snow showers, light accumulations Tuesday night. Snow showers just kind of on and off here Wednesday, Thursday. Mid-30s on Wednesday. 18, some snow showers Wednesday night. 26, a few flurries around on Thursday. Cold and quiet into Friday and the weekend. 21, Friday, highs around 20 Saturday. Some of those lows get down in the single digits by Friday night and into the weekend nights coming up as well. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the time, Paul. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Sounds good.
Have a great day. A big thank you to her.
Yeah. Thank you to Paul.
Thank you to Paul out there. Appreciate the time from him. Always, as always, we appreciate him joining us. Best, I don't know. I know that the forecast isn't exactly the, what we want to hear and everything, but Paul does an amazing job
it's
with
still
it.
Still not North Dakota, so I'm okay
right?
with that.
Yeah.
He has not yet said negative. We're
true,
good.
True. We have got fun stuff coming up this hour. Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club a little bit. We're also going to get in some other fun stuff and keep on listening for that chance to get it qualified to be on the Turkey Trivia. We are going to be giving away a free turkey thanks to our friends at Quality Foods.
Yes.
Be listening for that coming up. Got some really great things going on in our area. In a couple of big shows coming up from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. One of them is premiering this week.
Yay! Yes, it is.
And I did. So I want to talk about both of these, both the studio theater production and the main stage production with the two of you. Let's start off with the studio theater production, and that is All the Ways to Say I Love You. It's going to be premiering this November 18th and 19th, coming up this Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock. Shows. These shows will be a part of the WRC Studio Theater,
right?
Which is right in that little theater, right next to as you walk in the doors, the Centralia Center. That's right to your left as you walk
that
in.
First door on your left.
Yeah, it's a more intimate and I would say engaging stage. Mm-hmm. Having something like that, Melissa, and specifically, that's nice for a one person show.
Yes.
Yes, so the main stage would be a little overwhelming for something like this, where it is just one person on stage. Our set is very simple. It's just a desk and a chair, basically. I mean, I think there's a couple things on the desk, but other than that, it's pretty much an open stage.
All the Ways to Say I Love You is a one-person show that is going to star our own Melissa Kay. Mm-hmm. We do want to send a big shout-out to Michael J. Leskowski for joining the show production as well and directing it. And sounds like you guys have been working together really good, Melissa.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting process because we're doing all of the rehearsals, except for one. We've done them all over the phone, basically. And that's been different. Being at a one-person show is different because I don't have interaction with other cast members, and obviously all the lines are, you know, it's, I have to memorize them all.
Right.
there's no help there on that. but it's been an interesting process and a challenge. It's a different kind of challenge to do just a solid 20-page monologue.
Yeah, I imagine that you're really looking forward to the cast party, Melissa.
I can't wait. We're going to have such a ball. I mean, technically, we do have, obviously, you know, Michael as mm-hmm. the director mm-hmm. is a part of the show. And then Tim Youngs is our, he's going to run the light and sound for mm-hmm. us, which is, it's pretty minimal, but there's still, you know, some aspects of that that are going to add a little bit more to the show. And while I talk about this solid, long monologue, I don't want to, you know, deter audience members. There's a lot of variance in the show and nuance yeah. mm-hmm. with what this story that she's telling, because it's really, she is just sharing her, the story of what's happened in her life that has brought her to where she is now, which yeah. is not really a good place.
Mm.
But it like I have said before, it shows just the humanity of what we experience when we make choices in life and the outcomes of them and facing the outcomes of our choices.
From what you've described for us, Melissa, and what I know of the play, you've even touched on this a little bit. You and this lady, Mrs. Johnson, that you're playing, you guys don't have a ton in common. Have you found that to be something that has been rewarding? You know, oftentimes we get to get out of our own skin and get a different empathetic view from a different angle of somebody that's going through something. Have you found that to be rewarding? Have you found that to be difficult?
Well, there are aspects of her that I have been able to identify with, and drawing on some of my own personal experience throughout life.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ability to have empathy for mm-hmm. someone going through a situation like she is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always a moment for introspection and just looking at the... When someone makes a choice in life that has an unexpected outcome, or that we look at and judge as a society of, well, obviously that was not going to end well mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
But then to put yourself in a place where you're trying to understand that person's perspective and why they made that choice, it opens up another avenue of empathy mm-hmm. for people, I think. So this play gives that opportunity.
Yeah. When it comes to working on a smaller stage like this, a more intimate one and everything, you mentioned before, you know, it would be a little daunting to be out there by yourself on the main stage. I think a lot of us can relate to that, mm-hmm. Having monologues out there or that kind of thing. When it comes to the, you know, being able to, and you haven't had a chance necessarily to be on that stage that much, but being on a smaller stage with a show like this, has it helped you get into character even? Because I'm curious to know, it feels like, and little bit I've had experience with these things, I know that it's kind of helped with that. Do you see it doing that? Do you see that it could do that?
Well, it's interesting because with most of the rehearsal process not being there at the theater, like I'm just doing this in my living room, but I tried to set up my area so it's at least similar in size to what I'll be dealing with there. But this is actually a lot like dance performances where you do a bulk of your rehearsal in a studio mm-hmm. and then you have like less than a week to actually be in your venue and practice on the stage. You might have two full rehearsals on the stage before you perform. So in that case, I mean, obviously I'm not dancing during this show, but spoiler alert.
Yeah, right.
But being able to be on the stage, I had one full rehearsal at the end of October, where we called it kind of a tech rehearsal, but I wasn't off book yet, so I wouldn't call that one a, you know,
yeah.
true tech rehearsal. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping to be able to walk through it on the stage this week when I come to town to be at the studio tomorrow. And then also we'll have our actual tech rehearsal on Thursday. So I should get at least two more run-throughs on stage, fully off book, to get used to the area. And as far as impersonating embodying the character by being in the space, I think that a lot of that has had to be mentally, because the stage is so simple. It's not mm-hmm. like there's really a set.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a desk and a chair.
Yeah.
Which I was able to pretty well emulate here at home,
mm-hmm.
having a desk and a chair.
There you go.
But yeah, I think that just the being there, knowing that there's going to be people in the audience, that's definitely, I'm looking forward to it.
Very excited for you. I'll be there. We want to get you there as well. Let's give her a nice crowd, everybody. November 18th and 19th, these shows will be taking place at 7 o'clock over at the WRCT Studio Theater. Keep in mind, WRCT directors showcase one-act plays in the Studio Theater, tend to be more edgy than traditional main stage theater productions, and may contain adult language and content. Yes. I think that that's actually why a lot of people are going to go to those. So it's funny.
Absolutely adult content.
Yeah, yeah. It is funny mentioning that, though. I think that some people think that's going to skew people away. I think a lot more people are actually want to come to a right. show like that, is that's a little bit of what theater is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Theater exists to be the empathy, the mirror, the so many things for society. But when it ceases to do that because maybe stories are older and they're not applying to today's day and age or that kind of thing, people tend to pull back. So it's not only important to, you know, have these kind of modern shows and these shows that touch on modern themes and everything, but it's the lifeblood of the economic value of the economic that economics that of theater can bring in and stay alive. And Beth, you know all about that and are learning more and more about that, I imagine, as being in the position you're in at the board right now.
Right. Yeah. You have to be mindful of what is appealing. You know, there are times where people want to come, just turn off their brain and enjoy something fun and carefree. There are other times where coming to see a show can really make them think about the world in a new way and understand things. It's a wonderful place. Not all of us feel as free to use our imaginations in our real life. So to go to a theater and watch somebody else use theirs kind of can spark some new ideas. So the theater is always looking at ways to kind of have a broad stroke to offer a variety of opportunities for people to come and see different things.
I just real quick, I want to share this because I think that it adds to what we're talking about here. And people that might kind of push back on these things because they haven't experienced it. I'm not normal, obviously. I think that goes without saying. And obviously wouldn't be that much. I wouldn't be normal about this subject when it comes to TV, movies, any of that stuff. I'm doing my homework. I'm studying. I'm dissecting. I'm doing these things and stuff. That tends to be also a sanctuary for me when I'm in my own head too much. I can get myself wrapped up in that world, and I'm out of my own element for a little bit.
Right.
It's one of the only things that can get me out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we lose my cousin. It's a hard week on our family, and I can't stop thinking about it, to be honest with you. I keep thinking of her. Keeps popping back in my brain. And Friday night, I kind of hit my wall with it. And was just kind of I need to focus on something else, need to do something else. So I watched the series finale of Atlanta, and then I went and watched Wakanda Forever, the new Black Panther movie. And if you're dealing with grief and suffering, you may not think those be the best things to watch because both of those things are dealing with those subjects. Mm-hmm. The TV show Atlanta, fun show, but you're still saying goodbye to a show that you love and characters you enjoy. Four of my favorite characters and one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Mm-hmm. And then the Wakanda Forever is certainly dealing with the passing of Chadwick Boseman and that legacy and grief in general. And I feel I came out of both of those healed some. Like, they helped heal me.
Mm-hmm.
They're silly TV shows and movies. I'm not talking about Grapes of Wrath or something like that, or some iconic, amazing thing that everybody, you know, talks about their whole lives or anything. But it helped me. It helped heal me. And I'm not all better and everything's all, you know, rosy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a lot farther along than I would have been without it.
Right.
These entertainment has such a deeper purpose and different meaning than I think we allow ourselves to realize all the time, especially when maybe we don't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
So with a show like Melissa's, and there may not be things that you may think going into it there aren't relatable things or that, but you'll be surprised as you go along and you take in this stuff, how much you can pull from life that have nothing to do with you sometimes.
Right.
And people getting this out of their entertainment is, they're almost demanding it nowadays, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you guys are understanding at the theater, and they have for a long time at WRCT. This isn't necessarily new. It's evolving is all.
Mm-hmm.
Is understanding that, okay, well, we can do our traditional stuff, because we have a core audience we want to take care of.
Right.
We also need to do things like this. So it's important to see it and wonderful to see in our local community theater. Because like I said, you know, we need these edgier, you know, different, you know, more modernist things. But also need your traditional stuff like Miracle on 34th Street, which is going to be premiering on December 9th. And, of course, just coming up in a little bit, is the next main stage show, the holiday show at WRCT. A lot of our favorite actors are out there, including you, Beth. How is it going? Yes. How's the rehearsal process going?
Rehearsals are going really well. We've got blocking down. We're able to start now working on the scenes, and all of us are working hard to get ourselves off book, get those lines memorized, because the more that we can do that, the more we can delve into the character and the interactions between the characters. So it's going really well. A lot of fun things are happening with it. It's
awesome.
My family and I on Friday night sat down and we actually watched the classic 1970s, 60s, whatever year that came out, version with Maureen O'Hara. And
I think that's my favorite one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That classic one. And watching it and knowing the script, there are some subtle differences between relationships in the movie and what you're going to see on the stage. So even if this is one of your most beloved Christmas things, that like every year you have to watch Miracle on 34th Street, come see the show, because you might find something different in this story.
There's something about a show that we can walk into and we feel like we know the plot. We know beginning, end, all that kind of stuff. There's so much in the middle that we forget. And then there's going into a show and seeing it community theater-wise, where every night is going to be a different show. But you're also going to get a different spin on this show than you've seen before. And that's a really fun thing to be able to offer to the audience, for the audience to be able to take in, to get into that seasonal spirit of and everything. All that's very cool.
And I'm
happy to hear that it's going well, Beth.
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
You know, our Santa Claus is doing a great job, and we've got some elves that are running around the stage doing some fun things. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's always fun to see people you know on stage, too.
There's a special
thrill for with that.
Well, and it's wonderful. This cast is a wonderful blend of our veteran WRCT actors and some brand new people that have never been on the stage before, and those that haven't been on the stage in front of a live audience. So it's a great blend and wonderful dynamics going on.
Yeah, and then you've got Susan Edgren as director. So it's I'm sure going to be phenomenal.
She is a joy to work with.
Yeah, Sue's great. It's going to be a great show. Got a great cast and a really fun one. This is coming up, the main stage theater production of Miracle on 34th Street at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, premieres December 9th. We'll talk with you a little bit more about that as we go along, Beth. Looking forward to it. Again, you can get find out more and get your tickets for any of these and all productions and all things WRCT related at wrctheater.org. That is wrctheater.org. We'll come back and get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some more fun things coming up here at Mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Marilyn, everybody. Thank you, Marilyn. And welcome to Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's time to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Beth, I'm going to need you to do a little work this morning.
Okay.
I need a 1 through 3.
3.
That gives us our qualifier. All right, there we go. We get to dive right into things. And first up on the list, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Cindy Mueller.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Ooh, happy birthday, Cindy.
Enjoy your day, Cindy. Hope it's a great one. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to another one of my old high school partners in crime, Marissa Lund.
Happy birthday, Marissa. Ooh.
Marissa's amazing. She's a wonderful person. She's athletic director in the Alabama area, I want to say. I believe that's where she's at, yeah. But Marissa, a long time, you know, went to high school out here and everything. Mm-hmm. Wonderful human being. Anybody who knows her, we're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Eric Smith.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday.
Congrats, Eric. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. And a big thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep those coming, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR or james@WFHR.com. You can like our Facebook page, direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, Vanessa Bayer is 41, former SNL cast member. Yeah.
All right.
She didn't realize she was she was near her 40s. Travis Barker is 47. Blink 182 drummer. Been in about 3,000 or 4,000 other bands too, I believe. But a good drummer.
And I think he has about that many tattoos.
Yes, he does. Yeah. he was in almost died in a plane crash like 10-12 years ago, something like that. Or whatever. And just, you know, one of those people that seems like he really like has been appreciating life more and more ever since. So, and a good drummer. He's good. He's talented. Josh Dummel is 50.
Dumel. North Dakota's own. That's why I know that.
Is 50 today. Colonel William Lennox in the Transformer movies. He also played Sergeant Pearson in the video game Call of Duty World of Warcraft. Or World of War II. Jupiter's Legacy is in. Good character actor. He's been in a number of different things. You said he's North Dakota's own?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
Josh
really
Dumel,
cool.
Yep.
That's cool.
He's currently on a Disney Plus series, which is based on the Mighty Ducks movies.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
At least season two. He wasn't. Emilio Estevez reprised his role for season one, and Josh Dumel plays a character in season two. So,
Fun.
Tougher Than Leather, Reverend Run from Run DMC is 58 today. Happy birthday, sir.
Yes.
Not only an actual reverend, but also one of the better...
Wait, you mean pastors can do more than just be pastors?
Oh, yeah. right. that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. He's a very talented human being. Very talented.
Yes.
Patrick Warburton is 58. Lemony Snicket on the Netflix show A Series of Unfortunate Events. He was also Putty on Seinfeld, of course, probably his most famous character. The Tick in the 2001 live action thing, and does the voice of Joe on Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
One of the more recognizable voices out there. And from by all rights, from what we see, you know, just very talented at, just continues to get better at that and more opportunities to do voice work, too.
He was Kronk, wasn't he, in The Emperor's New Groove?
I never saw that, so I'm not sure.
You didn't? Oh.
No, sorry. I got to imagine, though, you know, Melissa, if you're thinking it was him, it probably was. His voice is not one of those ones you mix up very often. So
my brother Mitch can do an impersonation of him that's pretty spot on.
Oh, that's a good impression to be able to do. That's a good one. Nice. We wish a very happy birthday to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
68 for her.
Wow. I would never have played her as that.
No. I have to say I usually when it comes to political figures I stay away from the politics of their careers, their lives, and just talk about the person. I've always appreciated her in interviews. She seems very as candid as you can be in that position, and being a woman like herself of her stature and everything to be in that position. She was on an episode of 30 Rock that she just could not have played the character. She played herself, but she had so much fun with it. and you could tell she just, you know, let it all kind of loose and was really good, did a really good job, actually, and everything.
That's awesome.
She's the same age as Yanni. Yanni is 68 as well.
Wow.
Really? She's looking great.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
I don't want to say compared to Yanni, but he's got the hair going for him.
Does he still have the hair? Does he still have it?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at pictures, but I don't know how old they are. But I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I saw Yanni or anything like that. Not that I used to see him a lot. I say it like we used to hang out.
Right? You know, way back.
I should text him. It's been too long. I should text him, see what the heck he's been up to, that crazy guy. I wonder what he's up.
It's looking like his newer pictures. He's shaved off his mustache, and the hair's a little bit shorter, but still pretty magnificent.
Yeah.
For 68. Wow.
Right. Also, wishing a happy 73rd birthday to James Young, guitarist in Styx. All the amazing hits that they have, of course. And a happy 74th birthday to King Charles III.
Wow. It's so weird to hear it, King. Charles III.
Yeah, right, right. So it is weird. It took me a second to actually say it. Like, I had to think about it for a second. Like, wait a minute. Is that? Oh, yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. Okay. Yeah. Some people no longer with us, like Boutros Boutros-Ghali, born in this day in 1922, passed away in 2016. Former UN Secretary General with an... one of the more memorable names from my youth, at least I can remember. And McLean Stevenson, born in this day in 1927, passed away in 1996. Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on MASH. Good actor.
Very good actor.
Oh, yeah.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Cindy Mueller, to Marissa Lund, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Eric Smith.
Happy birthday, everybody. Go get your free piece of pie.
Yeah, yeah. Take a sit back, take a listen to Melissa's News, then get your tail over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. 8:36 on the clock. James, Melissa, Beth here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Happy Monday, everybody. Got some ways to make your Monday more fun. You can go ahead and get in on the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway.
Yes.
Two tickets to the January 1st game, Green Bay versus Minnesota, Packers, Vikings. These are club tickets, which we are reminding you that means that you'll be warm.
Yep.
these are nice tickets.
You're inside.
Listeners, you just got to register at Dropbox locations for your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals are going to receive a $50 gift card from that business and become qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Mm-hmm. Qualifiers will be placed in a hat, and we will announce the winner on November 28th. Registration will close on November 28th. We'll actually announce the winner on November 30th.
Yes.
You can get to Huzo's at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria or Jennings in Rapids, Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. We got Dropbox locations at each one of those spots. Buy local, support local. Yep. Check out those businesses. Say hi to the staff there.
Yes.
Thank them. And get in on this, everybody. Cannot wait to give this away. I wish I was doing it right now.
Yeah.
I want to give it away now. I want to do it.
Gotta wait.
Gotta wait.
Gotta wait.
We gotta let other people get their names in those boxes.
Right.
You're right. You're right, Beth. Okay.
Gotta get to all four of them.
Gotta be patient. I'll be patient. Gotta wait. Also wanted to remind everybody one more time that we have our United Way Radiothon, the WFHR Radiothon, happening this Wednesday, 7 to 10:30. This is a great opportunity to not only learn more about how the United Way impacts our communities, but to have some fun, stretch our legs out, enjoy things, and certainly for you to make your donations live and direct. Now, you can have them anonymous, or you could just make the donation and give us the numbers, and we'll get that out there to the audience. But we love this time of year, this day, impartial, because we love talking about our local area and our local businesses as well. It's a chance to not only focus on the United Way, but say Acme sends us, $500 or whatever. It's a chance for us to talk about Acme and, and the great things that they do in the community and all this kind of stuff.
Not just their anvils that fall on
birds'
heads.
Because they do so much more than just that. Along with that, businesses keep in mind as well, businesses make a minimum donation of $500, a maximum of $1,000, and WFHR will match the donation in advertising.
Wow.
This is for new campaigns. So whether you are an old advertiser or you've never advertised with us, here is your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You get more bang for your buck. You get to be able to focus, and the PR end of this too. Never let that be lost on it. You are adding to your community while also adding to United Way Radiothon.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So from 7 to 10:30, that's when the Radiothon will be going on Wednesday. At 10:30, we'll have Morning Magazine guest, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer.
All right.
So that'll be a fun way to wrap up the Radiothon and everything. And a big shout out to Shane. He usually moves his time half an hour later for us to do that.
Wonderful.
So appreciate him doing that.
Yeah.
And, of course, our friends over at Quality Foods are giving away a free 14, 18-pound turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We've been grabbing qualifiers. We grabbed a qualifier each day last week. And we're going to keep on doing it this week.
All right.
All week this week, we're going to be grabbing one more qualifier. We'll be giving this away shortly. Keep on listening for that. So, ladies, how do you feel about playing a little turkey trivia?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Should we do it right now?
Let's do it.
Let's do it right now. Let's go ahead and do it right now. Get ready to call 424-2600 and give us an answer to our question here. You get the answer right, you'll be an instant qualifier and have a chance to win this 14, 18-pound turkey from our good friends at Quality Foods. Get ready to call 424-2600 and give us the answer to this question. Here it is. Most popular Thanksgiving pie. What is the most popular Thanksgiving pie?
Nobody knows this answer.
None. No.
We aren't doing our job if we don't throw you curveballs. No, I'm kidding. Don't overthink this, everybody. Don't overthink this one. 424-2600. Call up. Qualify to get in on this turkey. Big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods doing this. This is, I believe, the second year in a row that they've done something like this, and we really appreciate them doing these kind of things. Let us see if we have an answer. Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, pumpkin pie.
Hey, good answer. Nicely done.
You got it.
Yes. Well done. Felt pretty confident about that one, huh?
Oh, yes. That was the easy one.
Yeah, yeah. Got to get an easy one in there every once in a while. We want to grab.
That's for sure.
That's how we get a chance to talk to you. Can we get your first name?
Sure, Katie.
Katie, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Katie, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids qualifier. Katie, thank you so much for having some fun with this with us. We appreciate that. Just hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you, and we'll talk to you real quick.
Okay, that sounds real good.
Thank
you,
Katie.
You
have
you
a great
too.
Day, too, Katie.
Thank you.
She's awesome. Thank you so much, Katie. Yes, not surprisingly, pumpkin pie is America's top choice. In fact, demand for this particular type of pie jumped a whopping 316% in the days leading up to Thanksgiving in 2021.
Wow. Oof.
Man. That it
people
is.
Don't want to make it themselves.
No, I guess not. Yeah, yeah. I will admit it is my favorite pie by far and away. My second favorite pie, pumpkin. My third favorite, pumpkin.
Well, there you
my
go.
Fourth favorite, apple. Fifth, pumpkin. No, I don't know. I don't have the exact
I have a son
list.
That would agree with you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Be listening tomorrow, and you could be like Katie and get qualified to get in on this, and maybe you'll win. Well, who knows? We'll find out. Again, a big shout out to Quality Foods. Visit them at their West Grand Avenue location or their Baker Drive location. Buy local, support local, visit our friends at Quality Foods. We'll talk to Katie. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Thanks a lot to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Jen and the gang, appreciate them. Even when they have to give us tough forecasts, we appreciate it. We still do. Still do. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour, everybody. Just a quick reminder, in the 9 o'clock hour, fun stuff coming up. We're going to have Lori from Fantasy Custom Shops joining us. Cannot wait for you guys to meet Lori. She's awesome. They take care of all your costumes for all occasions, memories to last a lifetime. Fantasy Custom Shop, one of our local new local businesses we want to talk to and get to know them a little bit. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And a little after that, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and then the kitchen will be open.
That's right.
I have a very fun one lined up for you today. Melissa, would you mind just teasing the headline? What is your main topic going to be today?
Well, you know, since it's November, I thought we'd talk about spring flowers.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, we're talking about Thanksgiving.
You're right on. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Alternate options for Thanksgiving
there you
meals.
Go.
Let's do it that way.
As I mentioned before to the audience, I get a little preview of this. Melissa sends me the outline usually because she's so good at her job, days beforehand and everything. And I get a little, I get this tease. I appreciate that you do that, Melissa. It's not necessary, certainly, but I love that you do it. I really do. For one, I just, because I'm maybe your guys' biggest fan of this show. I might be. And I mean that in all seriousness. I'm not saying that I like to be nice. I genuinely mean I am incredibly a big fan of that show, what you guys do. Also, though, Melissa's a very good actress.
She is.
In that beat right there, that 2 seconds that she held that joke there, I'm like, wait a minute, did I get the wrong? I was questioning my own mind for a second there. That was very good. Very nicely done, Mel. You're definitely ready to hit the stage this week. You're definitely... we're looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Look, a very, very fun conversation we'll have. That'll be coming up in 9 o'clock hour, along with some good stories of the day coming up as well. So here is... I think this story, like the first thing I think of with this story is certainly we've all seen videos, especially in this day and age, of somebody like they're riding their bike in the wild and, mm-hmm. and a deer flops, you know, hits them. Or something.
Right.
Or something like we've seen videos of people at wildlife sanctuaries where you're driving around in your car mm-hmm. and the hippo comes up to the car mm-hmm. or the bear trying to get in. We have done a million That Ain't Right stories about deer going into businesses with those electronic doors.
Yep.
All of these things. Mm-hmm. We've also touched quite a bit on the world we're in now, going forward, at least for the foreseeable future, where animals are not getting enough food or not getting a lot of the resources where they are, mm-hmm. so they're coming to town. They're coming to our houses. They're coming in, you know.
We have one in Rapids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's been a bear that's been roaming the neighborhoods.
And the animal kingdom is not going to wait for us to leave food out for mm-hmm. them. They are going to get their food. They're going to survive. So I don't think we're going to be seeing an end to any of this. So all of that leads me to this one and the headline for this topic. Three incredibly dangerous things you're fast enough to run away from. So,
okay, you can do it.
Fast enough to run away from. Okay, good.
I'm glad it's the ones that we are and not the ones that we're not.
We're definitely not. We're not going to so much focus on lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Yeah. We're going to focus on some other of the animal kingdom here. Although I do think it is good to keep in mind that 97% of the animal kingdom, and this isn't me, this is zoologists and veterinarians and people who know their stuff talking here.
Mm-hmm.
Most animals want nothing to do with you. And chances are they're trying to avoid you as much as you're trying mm-hmm. to avoid them. So mm-hmm. let them be. Let them do their thing. There are ways around this stuff. I can't think of many things more cowardly than hurting something that is weaker than you.
Right.
We would not take it lightly when we see an adult hurting a child. We don't take that lightly mm-hmm. in our society.
Unforgivable.
Exactly. Unforgivable is the perfect mm-hmm. word for it, Melissa. I don't think it's a big stretch to look at the animal universe that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm not putting animals and people on the same level here or anything.
Right.
We're not. We're a chain. We're connected.
Yep.
It's a little different than that. So keeping that in mind, I think, is never a bad thing to be able to do. Here are three incredibly dangerous things that you're faster than.
Okay.
No matter who you are. No matter who. Spiders. Even the fastest spider in the world tops out at 1.2 miles per hour. So if a venomous spider is after you, you can easily get away as long as you spot it before it sneaks up on you.
There's the key.
Some can move really fast.
They can.
A lot of people, I think, even if you've never seen a lot of horror movies, you get the old trope in horror movies. The bad guy's coming. He's miles away. Mm-hmm. The lady, it's always a woman, too. She falls down. I don't know. I hate that it's always a woman. I want to see it happen to a guy once, you know. But a woman falls down, and then immediately bad guy's right there when she stands up. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing.
How do they move that fast?
Right.
Right.
They tried this with spiders. Not as intimidating. It just didn't make a very good horror movie. Didn't, you know, just one spider chasing you.
Unless it's giant.
Yeah, it's got to be giant. Yeah, that's where they messed up. They should have made a giant spider.
There you go.
Do you know who moves a whole lot faster than scary spiders? Are little girls who are running away.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I was reading a story one night to my former little tiny human roomies, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, two of them were just gone. Two of the kids. I was like, what just happened? I looked up and they were literally at the bottom of the stairs. How did you move so fast?
Those tiny humans that you're talking about had an interesting one the other week when the bat came in the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And getting the bat out of the house. That's one of those situations where you don't know if, you know, this, you mm-hmm. don't know what the safest scenario is for you, the animal, everybody above. Laura and I are coaxing the bat out of the house and actually with a broom got it out without mm-hmm. hitting it. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like when it would try to fly one direction, I put the broom in the way
and
block it. And eventually, I would say it felt like a lot longer than this, but I would say it couldn't have taken longer than 5-10 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm.
Tops.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That all happened. And I go to the door to tell the girls, you know, hey, everything's calmed down now and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys can, you know, go ahead and continue getting ready for bed. I go to do this, and the girls all lock themselves in one room. And I repeat, they locked the door.
Oh.
So my first instinct.
From the bat.
Like, were you guys thinking the bat was going to come in? Like, he was going to knock? He was going to lock the door? What was going on here? What was it?
Bats can turn door handles, right?
Didn't you know, James?
It's a very funny, fun moment, actually. It was actually kind of cool. Lava. Lava. You are faster than lava, people. The fastest lava flow ever recorded. The fastest lava flow ever recorded. This is kind of actually interesting. 6 miles per hour.
Okay.
You can beat that pace at least for long enough to get to safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That being said, I mean, I wouldn't take that situation lightly, certainly.
No. Well, there are other things to be concerned about with volcanoes, mm-hmm. like gases.
Yeah.
And ash.
It doesn't matter how slow the lava is if the ground below you is gone. Your Wile E. Coyote there just standing there kicking up dust and everything as you're booking and all. There are certain situations in life that I take a step back from and like, I got no comp to that. I have no comparison to it. I was in, when I was living in California, they had two different wildfire situations. And they have, for those that don't know, one of the ways that they counter this is these huge helicopters going around and dropping things on mm-hmm. the fires,
right.
and such.
Yep.
And then there's another group of people that come in after that, usually, who jump from these planes to get down there to fight these fires.
Wow.
Not always. Some of those people are also driven in, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I've seen that on TV shows, seen that on movies, until I was living in California, talking to a lot of those people, seeing it actually happen. Not only was that daunting and just hard to wrap my brain around,
mm-hmm.
how common it is and how normalized it is to Californians.
Wow.
Not to say they take this like it's just another everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly a lot of cause and effect with that.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, this is what, like, we treat tornado warnings around here is very similar to how they handle it out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is sad to many degrees.
Right.
You know, if we want to take that side of it, that is certainly a huge part of this. Mm-hmm. But also just kind of showing how adaptable we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by that, I mean not just in the accepting of these things happening, but this is happening. How do I fix this?
Right.
It's
right.
Fire. What do I do to counter fire? And we figure that out. We figure out the best ways we can, at least to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, hopefully there are better things we'll discover or evolve to. Mm-hmm. But it's such a common thing and it happens so often. I don't think we appreciate enough how amazing it is that we are able to do as much good as we do with this.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up and understandable to get caught up in the loss that experiences with that. But
mm-hmm.
it's also pretty impressive of how many lives are saved, how many homes are saved, considering.
Right.
And it's bravery of all of those people who mm-hmm. go out and do that work. Kudos to them.
Lava is one of those situations where I have no comp to that.
Right.
I don't think mm-hmm. a lot of us can even come close to knowing what it is like to deal with lava. Like, I get no idea. I have nothing that can compare to that in life. Although, like a lot of you out there, I did practice this a lot as a kid when the ground is lava and you've got to jump around it and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So most
mm-hmm.
of us are practiced for it.
There you go.
Yeah. At least
we're ready. We're ready to go.
It's the closest I could come to finding a light way to end that conversation.
As soon as the living room floor turns into lava.
There you go.
That was such a fun game.
Yeah.
That was such a fun game.
The best invention are the slippers that I have that magically turn into lava-resistant iron.
Wow. Very nice.
But yet I can still walk around very easily in them.
Really,
they
really.
They weigh nothing.
Quite the material those are made of and everything.
Amazing.
That game is so much fun that, don't kid yourselves, almost every one of us at some point in our adult lives still plays that game.
Oh, yeah.
Where you walk into you walk into a store or whatever, and they've got the different colored tiles.
Yep.
So you jumped one tile to the other. So even if you're just doing it in your head, don't you dare lie to yourself, anybody out there. You've done this. You know you've done this before. I do love the idea, though, that I'm saying this, and it turns out I'm the only one that's ever actually done this. I think it's so common and everything.
Well, we didn't want to say anything,
And finally, wrapping up this list of things that you are faster than that can scare the daylights out of you, any land animal on Earth. You can't out-sprint a cheetah, wolf, or even a bear, but you can outlast them. If you have a head start, you can run longer than they can. Other animals need breaks. So never stop running is essentially the rule of thumb here. Now, they are really doing a disservice with that, too, because most anybody will tell you, one of these animals, you see them in the wild, the last thing you should do is run.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make yourself bigger, certainly with most animals,
mm-hmm.
and not seem intimidating, not seem like you are trying to attack or anything like that. But if it does come to a case of running, you know, if you're already running or something like that, it is interesting to think that our endurance levels are different than theirs.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that adrenaline kicks in, because when I run, I have to stop every often myself. Yeah. So.
Well, I think if you're being chased by something scary, you're probably going to have, you know, you're going to get an extra boost there.
Thinking the adrenaline's definitely going to kick in.
Yeah.
We're going to kick into a break right here. We'll be back with more fun coming up mornings at WFHR.